This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi, Inspired Design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Ben Martin has qualified for the 2014 Open Championship. This is going to be his first. So it's a pleasure to welcome Ben Martin back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Ben.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations on doing this.
Thank you.
I'm kind of afraid to ask this question, knowing how old you are. What's your fondest memory of watching the Open Championship on television?
It probably wasn't that long ago. I guess 5 years ago, probably when Tom Watson was in there trying to compete, I guess, at 60 years old and the playoff with Stewart Cink. I remember Tiger winning, maybe the early 2000s, but don't really remember any of the first Tom Watson victory. That's enough, Ben.
I do remember all of that. That's enough. I remember when they used to show it in black and white, so that's enough. You're going to get to play over at Royal Liverpool. What do you know about Hoylake? What do you know about the golf course?
Not much at all. I know that's where Tiger won last time and didn't hit many drivers, but from what I've heard, it was firm and fast, and I think they've maybe had a little more rain this year.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a little softer, but get over there Monday morning and then have 3 days to check it out.
Did you get to? Was there a chance to play overseas at all while you were at school? Have you played much at all overseas?
I've never gone to Europe to play. I did play in Japan when I was at Clemson. We played a tournament over there, but I played in South America on the Web.com tour. But be my first trip to Europe to play.
I know you don't get the chance to do this because you're going over there to play in the Open Championship, but from what you've heard, where would you like to play over there? What have you heard about? I mean, whether it's St. Andrews or wherever, where would you like to play?
I think any golfer would want to go to St. Andrews where the game started. Maybe there, Carnoustie, just the ones you hear about. So, being my first experience, I'm sure there's a number of courses that I really haven't heard of that are great tracks, and wish I had more time to experience more of the golf over there, but you got to start somewhere.
Yes, you do, and you're starting at the Open Championship. We are talking with Ben Martin, who is heading over to play in the Open. You qualified this year under the new system. You played your way into the tournament, but you did it by playing well at tournaments, not through the old way of the 36-hole qualifying events. If you had to do it through that old way, the 36-hole one day, would you have tried to qualify?
I probably wouldn't have. I'm not sure when. I think that 36-hole qualifier was usually the week of Byron Nelson, which I didn't play this year, so I probably wouldn't have gone out just to do the Monday qualifier. And that makes for a long week, even if you are playing the event. You do 36 holes on a Monday, practice round on a Tuesday, possible pro-am on Wednesday, and then whatever tournament you're playing. So I like the new system, and I think it adds a pretty cool twist to that weekend, having those four guys or however many guys vying for the four spots.
Were you conscious of that? You qualified through the Quicken Loans. Did that ever enter your mind?
It did. Coming down the stretch, I struggled midway through that round. I think I fell all the way back to 14th or 15th on Sunday. But made a few birdies in the back nine and then hold out a bunker shot on 17 and playing with Justin Rose. I don't typically look at many scoreboards, but I did see that he had the lead, solo lead at 5 under. So I was going to 18, two back of him, and I figured I have to be in good position for the Open Championship. So you know, kind of playing that hole, I was thinking par, and then he hits it in the water on his second shot, so I'm thinking maybe I have a chance to win the tournament, so mm-hmm. I'm thinking about both things, so it was a fun 18th hole.
Were you surprised at how that Sunday fared and that people kind of came back to the field?
Not the way the golf course was playing. Congressional itself is a tough track, and then they had some rough, and it never rained. So the golf course just kept getting more and more firm over the course of each day. And so by Sunday afternoon, it was playing really tough. And yeah, I think it just kind of wears on you. But I think I realized that, you know, there was other people making bogeys, and if I could finish strong, then yeah, I had a chance to move up the leaderboard.
When you get over to the Open Championship, what are you looking, besides playing in the Open Championship, what are you looking forward to the most?
That's a good question. I think just the experience itself. Having never been over there, I really don't know what to expect. So I'm just kind of looking forward to enjoying the week. I just kind of embrace the week. You know, I hope it rains and the wind blows and get the full deal my first time, just but would be an awesome experience. So I can't wait to just get over there, get my feet on the ground, and get out to the golf course.
How do you pack for that trip? Tell me what you're taking. Tell me how many sweaters you're taking. You have any idea how many sweaters you're taking, the rain gear? It seems like a nightmare to pack for this thing.
Yeah, I got on my flight to come to the John Deere, and I packed perfectly because my first bag was 50 pounds and my second bag was 70 pounds. So that's right at the numbers that I had to hit. But I may have gone a little light compared to, I heard Roberto Castro, we flew in at the same time, and he was like, I packed, he's like, you can borrow some of my stuff if you need it. But yeah, rain gear, sweaters, sweater vest, anything to layer up or, I kind of looked at the extended forecast, and it looks like it could be mid-50s to 70. That wouldn't be terrible, but I guess things over there can change on a dime.
And it's 2014, Ben. All of this stuff has to match.
I know it. I'll do my best with the limited supply I have. But
I don't want to get deep into your business, but I'm also curious about this. Is anybody else going with you? Are you bringing anybody? I guess my question, Ben, is this an expensive little trip for you?
It's certainly not a cheap trip. Mm-hmm. My wife's going to go, and we're going to rent a flat close to the course. So it'll be convenient. I think it'll be a kind of a busy, hectic week. Especially being my first time, not knowing what to expect, so we'll be close to the course. And Alex Boyd, my caddy, is going to stay with us. And then my mom and my brother and cousin are going to come over. So we'll have a small contingency of Martins over there.
This first time, how do you treat this whole experience? Are you going over there to win? Are you going over there to gain experience, to kind of get some of that golf under your belt? What are your expectations?
I probably don't have any expectations. I think I play each week on tour. I think about giving myself good opportunities. I think about, going through my process, going through my routine, and just put myself in good situations. So I don't really pay attention to the leaderboard a whole lot each week. I want to focus on what I do and try to do it well. And I think it'll be the same next week. Of course, I want to win each week. I'm not saying that I'm satisfied with finishing second or third or whatever that is. But I think enjoying the week, learning as much as I can for the future, and just staying committed to what I do each and every week and giving myself a good opportunity.
Well, play well next week, but also, and I think you'll do some of this, soak it all in, enjoy it, have a great time, and maybe that leads to playing well, but good luck next week, Ben. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
All right, well, thank you.